do tonight, but let's keep the recording going just in case there's something worthwhile to do. Shalom Rabbi Ephraim, Shalom Yonason. Yonatan, how's it, guys? I don't see anybody else here. Maybe let's wait another minute. Let's just wait another minute. If nobody comes in, we'll start. Who's that that just popped in there? No, there's no picture. Okay, Beseda, fine. Let's maybe start. Okay, so we went through the seven conditions that somebody would have to have in order for you to be totally given over to their trust. We'll come back to it in Perek Shlishi. In the third Perek, we'll come back to those seven Tanaim. We'll see the five Hakdomas. And the first of the five Hakdomas are these seven things. And he goes into them again, slightly differently. There's a different emphasis. There's a lot written about the changes. But you'll see, Yoter Pachot, it's the same idea. So we'll chazer them. We'll go into those seven concepts again from a small, slightly different angle. But we'll get that clear. But what he does now is he summarizes I don't know if we did this. Yeah, maybe let's do this again. It's good chazor, even if we have seen this. So he says like this, Kashenach Ko Etzel Mi.
What's he going over now?
I didn't hear what you said. Sorry, Jonathan. What are you asking?
No, I just want to understand. What's he is he re-summarizing what?
Sorry, let me just... I don't know why the video is off. It keeps going off. Okay. What he's doing now is he's gone through the seven conditions. If you find a person that has these seven conditions, so then you would have to have betochen in them. And now he's explained to you that you won't find these seven conditions by any human being, and you'll only find them in Hashem. And he goes through and he relates the midas now, not to a person, which was what we were doing in the beginning, but he relates it to Hashem. That's how he ties together the end of Perek Beis.
Okay, fine. So we haven't done that yet. So that would be nice.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, I thought we had, but we haven't. And that's what he's going to do now. Sorry, I was on the road today and my phone never charged and it's going to run dead. So I'm just going to make sure that there's a problem with the charger. Okay, fine. So, ukashe nach ko etzel mi she'efsha limtso et shivas ha'tnaim alalu. If you'll go around, do a survey, study it, go look and try and find someone who has all these seven qualities. Which you said without these seven qualities, your betochen is not going to be shalem. It barash elo nimtso esam klal etzel b'nei adam. You'll see that you won't find this by any human being. You'll find one, some, maybe partial, but you won't find these seven conditions b'shleimus. And a nim says kulam etzel abayis baruch, but you'll find all seven by Hashem. And now he goes through and explains how the seven conditions you'll find them by Hashem. Oh, Shalom Eli, it was you. I didn't know who BE is. I know you EE. I didn't realize you were also BE. So good. Good to see you. Fine. So, now, once again, you have to know here that the Chovas Rabbam bring psukim for things which are lechoy, you don't need proof from psukim for. That Hashem is merachem al b'riyosov, I don't need a posuk to tell me that. We know that. That's poshut svara. But it seems that the Chovas Rabbam does bring psukim for all the qualities you're going to find in Hashem now. You find the Chazal do that as well. The Gemara does that as well. The Gemara says a poshut svara. But we'll try and back it up with a Braisa, with a Mishnah, with a Pot. We're learning Torah at the end of the day, and we want to see what the Torah says about these things. So being Psukim, I'm not going to hold all the Psukim. Some of these Psukim are well-known, some are less well-known. As I mentioned right in the beginning, we're not going to be going through the Psukim. Yeah, that's a whole limud on its own. It's an unbelievable limud just to go through the Chovas HaLevavos Pirush on Chumash and on Tanakh. We'll see. Okay, so first of all, he says that Hashem is Marachem al Briyasov. Hashem has mercy on his creatures. Kamosha Kosuv, Rochum v'chonun Hashem. Como Shomer Hashem Leina Novi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Yoina Novi, Vani lo achus al Nineveh, Ya'ira Gedoila. You're getting upset about a little plant that I made grow to give you shade. Jeez. Sorry, one second. Yep. So, but you don't want me to have mercy on all of Nineveh? I shouldn't have mercy on Nineveh, which was a Goyish city. It wasn't a Jew city. We have to rach on them. Sheinim is alitanu. Then also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the second condition we said, is that he never turning himself with us. He doesn't holiday, doesn't forget about you. Oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot. No, you know, you heard that before, somebody asked you to do something. Oh, shachti, I clean forgot. Oh, something came up. No. Mashmoyis of the pasuk is not that Hashem doesn't sleep. We know he doesn't sleep. He's always attentive to what's going on, meaning even to me. Shulchan sheyodea ma hu beemes levateinu, v'sha'af echad eini yoichel lenatzeich oto. These three qualities that we saw, he has to be chum, he has to be intelligent. He knows really what's good for us. Because if you know what's good for you, you don't know. He may do something that's bad for you. He might be the most, what do they say? The path to hell is good intentions. He may have all the good intentions in you, but if you know what's really good for you, so who knows what's really good for a person except Hashem? And also there's no one that can stop doing what he wants. Where would you find the most powerful human being in the world? But at the end of the day, the most powerful human being in the world could be Eig Melech HaBosh come along, and then he won't be the most powerful person in the world anymore. He could drop dead from a heart attack and second the most powerful person in the world. So yeah, you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, also no one can beat him. No one can stop him doing Kamoshe Kosov. You see all three in the Pasuk. There you see it. His amitz koyach very strong. No one can stand up against. What's got to do with Melok Kasha? So he says, yeah, in the Paslechem, he says, Huze shinselit koinam neged Hashem. Lakshe says, Orfoy muloi v'yishalem v'yek sholem. Is anybody able to come up against Hashem and go against Hashem and come out sholem? You go up against Hashem, you're gonna come sholem. Okay, so those, once again, the questions you have to ask yourself is why do you have to bring the pasuk? What does the one pasuk need? What does the one pasuk say? Maka mashman tok, there's a whole world here in these pasukim. Hashem is in your midst, gibo yoshia. So Hashem's very strong and he's in your midst. It means he's there with you all the time. Shua maniga yichidi shela od. Also, Mereshisa is paschusa, as we said, one of the conditions you need. That this person that you got to trust needs to be somebody who's from the beginning all along, because otherwise, I don't know, he doesn't. Somebody else can interfere. Somebody else could have done something you're doing that's contrary to that. Oh, Hashem's been there from the beginning till then. He's your father, he's your own creator. He made you and he is sustaining you. From the depth of your mother's womb, he brought you out. So he's there from the beginning. He was like, as your midwife, even before he was in the womb with you. So he's been there from the beginning. V'nema, it says, in Eloi, like a cholov titchil, v'net kienim, don't know what he means. V'nema, oyim, b'oisim. Fine. U'kashia toes v'anez shela adam, eini b'rus v'shalaf adam. Now, there's no benefit or damage that anybody can do. Ki'im b'yad ha'is barach levadoi. Any benefit or nezik that comes to you, it's cool in the Yad of Hashem. Come on, Who has the power? Who has any ability to do anything? Hashem didn't command it. Mipnei Elo Teitza Roa Toiv. It's only from the when it comes only from Apu world. It only comes from Hashem, that which is bad. Crazy what's going on. We already proved this. It went into enormous length in Shalkim, in the Perek Yudas, and done it again. And if you go have a look, you'll see what he says up there. Fine. Vushinivuso ekeles es kolabim v'chastei makifulam. Hashem's chesed not limited to any one specific person or place. Hashem's chesed only the whole world. Hashem gives bread. Nois and lechem holbosoi gives bread to everybody. Li'oilo chastoi is the whole world. The ants and the cockroaches and the plankton that are flying around, that are sitting around in the dark, and the whale and everybody, the sea, the ants, kulam, 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 Hashem is thanking all of them. He takes care of all chai. He himself says, the truth is you don't need right from this psukim. The seich obligates, if you have half a brain, you understand that these things are only found in Hashem. We work. V'lo etzel abruim, there's a human being, there's in the creator that has all seven tanaim b'shemus. Kach ve'is sapsup alolu radei shal yod yiskuru es advorim. Okay, so maybe he functioned it differently to us. He's bringing these to him just so that you'll remember. It'll help you, it's like a mediator. These people will help you. Okay, so now you know what the psukim. Well, the psukim, understand. You know, look at them, you see what's going on. Memory aid. The mice is they don't need the psukim. You don't need psukim to prove you all seven tonight. We've just seen the poshut seichel will do all these things, but he's bringing psukim to ma'ira and to give so that you'll remember them. You'll be connected. That's what he says. To go over the person has to consider this. The seven tanaim are very important to know who you're dealing with here. You trust Hashem. We're putting our trust Hashem. That's the avoid trying to do. We're trying to become the Tochen. And it's important to you trusting. You have to know what these are. This is the Kosh who loves you, who cares for you, only wants what's good for you. He's been with you from the beginning, he'll be with you at the end. He's good to everybody, not just to you. He's taking care of the whole world. Everything's getting taken care of by him. Only does good to everybody. So that you have to ingrain it to your kishkas. That's who you trust. Because you want to be able to step back and go, I'm completely relaxed. I'm because another has got my back. That requires a lot of chazor. These things and leave them again, especially when you get to Perim. The kekoze baru la'odom. When all this is completely clear, person, and he has a very clear recognition, strong recognition, he says, I'm clear, sorry, chazoka. The says in the original, the hakor will come back and say that means hakorah. Then you let Tochen in him, Vim so is so yourself over to him, like a baby hands off over to his mother. The Yal Fesanagosa Bodoy, and he gives up his own that he's running his world, he gives up all his correct Simyodi. Vloy Ches Ledinov Bashad know what he means by that. What does he mean? V'lo yitiachas ledinov b'shachas. He doesn't pay attention to the dinim that come with bribery. Don't know what he means. Okay, it's not this translation. If you look in the Greek, it says, V'lo yashadeyu dino. He's not chesh Hashem when Hashem functions in din. V'lo yashadeyu b'dino. That's a bit better. V'lo yitiachas ledino b'chashad. Not b'chashad. Sorry, I read it wrong and 100% what he's saying. Okay. When Hashem gives a din, you're not sure that he's doing something. You don't make a chut. You have to don't make a chut. V'lo yiskatzef. One second, I'll miss the spot here. And if someone doesn't rebel, he doesn't get upset with what Hashem's a party. I don't know what this is. You got any ideas? Be free to pop in and tell us. I don't know what Pasuk. Fantastic. What's it good with the fact that? That you're not Shaykh Hashem and you don't rule against chosen. Okay. But now Maravi got air of Hashem as a crop. Maybe it's the air of the Possum that begins off. Means he's saying, Jesus Hashem as a crop, even though it's sorry on him, Tom Hashem. Oh, that means if I find myself sorry, Yogan, I find myself in a lot of pain, maybe in a little difficult situation, yeah. Nevertheless, this is sure as hell. Okay, maybe that's what he means. Okay, Yofi. You've said enough. Okay. So, okay, fine. That's the end of Perek. Meshem, we do Perek. I'm not sure what we're going to do because it's Monday night, is Motzei, is Tom Dalia. The Oil up to a Shir on Motzim Gada. I'm going to cook after 2 days. You're on to the lockdown. I mean, no one's going anywhere. So, we'll look at it during the week. In the meantime, let's one. If there's going to be one, I'll send out a message.
I'll do my best to be there.
I don't mind. We can make it next Tuesday. So, don't have to work anybody.
Yeah, that's good. Also,
fine, so we'll in the meantime, Monday night, there's not sure my left coin. Okay. It'll be a challenging shot. What I'm going to do now, I prepared. I raised this in the morning a while ago. But I want to get it from a slightly different perspective. We learned Tochen, I mentioned that in the beginning. But Tochen asked himself, how do Baal B'Tochen approach Rosh Hashanah today and this month that we're in? As opposed to someone who's not a Baal B'Tochen. How does someone who's not a B'Tochen approach this situation? What is the question you have to ask? There's a situation going on. How does the fact that I'm a Baal B'Tochen give me the edge or improve my ability to deal with situations if someone's not a Baal B'Tochen? You always want to be doing that. That's obvious. Not counting to you. That's posture. If B'toch is the thing, then we don't know how to access it better. So the question was, so is how does the Baal B'toch, or say an Ale B'toch in East, approach the Shoshana? This is not a Shud Roshana. You want to take it with us?
No, I'm still here. Just cafes is sometimes okay. The mute, but I'm here.
No, that's important. I want to get some feedback from you. So the story is like this: is we know that a bochu rotsan of vayre that we should have sibul because you haven't been sibul, and we know there's an avraham, not just sibul, wants a big sibul. I mean, normal way we daven shoshana, we used to daven shoshana with the chazan and the olam and the singing and the ivers. It connects tefillah through the fibers. It elevates you, lifts you up, and then you're able to connect and resonate with Rosh Hashanah in a very meaningful, powerful way. We all know that Rosh Hashanah is a very, very powerful spiritual time, and a lot of that has to do with the, we spend a lot of the day, I had last year, and we have done for the last 20 years. You know, we finished Davin 3. You bet Mincha 5. You know, so you spend 80%, 90% of Rosh Hashanah in Shul most of Yom Kippur. So a lot of avoid is in Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You don't have to fast. If you didn't do Rosh Hashanah, say you learn it 50th Rosh Hashanah. You know, you say it's 50th. No. I can get a few Rosh Hashanah. You don't need fill and fill tzibu. That's what Hashem wants. Not just any tzibu. For a special chazan and all different things. They shall nigunim. It's popular. The whole thing's the vet in order to. It's not Siddachim gets it to show off his, you know, his whole prowess. No. It's there if we ready to with that.
Your connection is very crackly. It's not so clear. I don't know why it keeps breaking up a bit while you talk.
I know, it's a problem. It's very night, yeah. Like, I know, it
stops night, and then it carries reason. On and stops. And...
Yeah, let me check a quick something. Then it'll work me. I'm tired still. There's more arms or what the problem is. Give me one second to see if I can do something. Well, in my town, I don't know what it is, but the money you can't talk with Zoom. My shame, kid, I don't know what the story is. You just fuck. No, it's not different. It's work. It's made the support.
Not any better. Still same, if not worse.
It's weird. It's weird because it changed.
I thought it was my computer. I don't understand anything Rebbe is saying. I thought it's my computer.
Yeah, no, I can hear them clearly, but when you talk, it got that.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, you think better now? That's a little bit better.
Yeah, that's better.
That's better.
Let's see how
it goes. Okay, well, any other cure? I have to shun the meat start again.
Okay, let's see. This is a bit better than the previous one.
It's because I'm hearing us clear if ever heard anybody before. Quiet and you caught me. Okay, so I don't know what you did here. But the problem here, failing to the Rosh Hashanah, you don't have the big oil, don't have the big tibu, don't have the, we're not going to be eating in a menu, and people are not able to Rosh Hashanah, what's going on, Shinari Salah, they don't want to get in South Africa. But this is all the situation is bad, and so how does a Baal Dukhan approach his Rosh Hashanah? So he mentioned some here which had the focus. I fell back to it. Now find this. do Yilosh and Hachara. Because she said, yeah, Oru Lord, yeah, Kara Chazal Bechid Amid Tlaboyre. What Kara Soiv? He's using Hachara, which we know that word, Makara Soiv. What's up, Satoy? They'll tell you it means gratitude. Gratitude. That word says, you know what it means? Karat means recognizing the.
Love, it's very hard
what
to
you
hear.
Get recognition off?
The message is not coming across properly because it's coming on and off.
Okay, so Kodesh Baruch Hu don't mean to say what I'm saying. Okay, Baal Baton knows, Shem doesn't mean to say what I'm going to say. It's nearly come out here. So let's stop. I am discussing this tomorrow morning via, so you'll get the recording and you'll hear what I'm going to say tonight. Or hopefully we'll be able to thrash it out.
Sorry, man. I really wish
I could get time to think about Hashem. Want me to do it tonight? Okay. So, from an Eliel Simar, Rabbi Hashem, Yonan, when I'll see you, Rabbi Sivcha Teva, Yol.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rabbi.
Brocha, brocha, tzlocha, and yo, we should be zeichet to meet in Eretz Yisrael, because Shiach.
Amen. Please, God, sooner than
and tomorrow, Zohar Hashem, in the morning, God, what I've raised here today, the problem of how to go in Rosh Hashanah, and just the time itself, that's a mallah to do here. All right. We'll see. Hashem will do that tomorrow.
Well, I'll have to try and join. Listen, anyway, Rav Shah, I don't know if you can hear me, but I want to actually speak to you. Are you available to speak in like the next hour? Could I call you on your cell in an hour?
In an hour, you might find me for sleep. You can try.
Maybe I can try tomorrow.
It's now, Tom Hopper, and I should still be awake, but you might find me brave. I'm saying no.
No, try. I'll call you.
Let me suggest you try. Worst scenario is I'll just handle data.
Okay, fine.
But for sure,
I'll speak to you later then.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Be well. Take care. Bye.